The Vienna-born Erwin Schrödinger had sent papers on many topics from the trenches during his service as an artillery officer in World War I, as mentioned in my essay of 2 weeks ago. By the mid-1920s, he had been an important contributor to the new and revolutionary world of the quantum, along with Einstein and others. By 1933, he had shared the Nobel Prize. His work had successfully described the world of the very tiny, wherein things like electrons or atoms appear to behave like waves, unlike stones, rocks, or tennis balls. From the Schrödinger equation, there had followed intriguing questions, and one example is Schrödinger's cat. For background, consider a person leaving a playing field which has only two exit gates. The person can pass through only one gate, of course, not both at the same time. In the early 1800s, Thomas Young had passed light through two narrow gates, or slits, and had found an interference pattern which could be explained if light were considered a wave and if it had passed through both slits. In the 20th century, it had been shown that tiny objects, like electrons, may also pass through two slits and cause similar patterns. In 1935, Schrödinger commented in an essay in Die Naturwissenschaften that a cat in a box containing, quote, a diabolical apparatus that might poison the cat, may be in the state of being dead or alive or both, until an observer actually opens the box. Now, the cat is certainly not tiny, but the point he was making is that if the wave description were given, then it had to include a mix of all possibilities. The cat may not only be, for example, 100% dead or 100% alive, but might include a mix. People even drew pictures of a live cat in the box, as well as a prostrate one beside it. Of course, only when we open the box do we see that the cat can't be both alive and dead. The Schrödinger theory works very well today in the realm of the tiny. With it, for example, we can successfully describe the probable states of a tiny electron in a hydrogen atom. But a cat is much too macroscopic to be described in such a way. Let's finish with a glimpse at the latter half of Schrödinger's life. Neither Schrödinger nor his wife Annie were Jewish, but the Nazis confiscated the pensions he had earned from both Vienna and Graz, and in 1939 he and Annie escaped to UK. He spent World War II in Dublin, Ireland, as director of the newly formed Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, remaining there for 17 years. Fortunately, he was able to speak English. His grandmother had been an Englishwoman. He continued teaching and research, poetry and philosophy, and amongst other things wrote the biophysics book What is Life, also giving lectures on the BBC. He and his wife never had children, and the Irish authorities turned a blind eye to the family occupying a house which included a second woman, plus his daughter Ruth. His popular book for relativists, Space-Time Structure, was published in Ireland in 1950. Philosopher, poet, mathematician, and student of Vedanta, Schrödinger had two more daughters in Ireland by different women. Although always a declared atheist, he wrote, quote, "We living beings all belong to one another, as members or aspects of a single being, which in the Upanishads is called Brahman, and in the Western world, God." Finally, in good health most of his 73 years, he died of emphysema and TB back home in his beloved Vienna in 1961. I would like to thank the author, Dr. Tarun Biswas, of an online quantum text, for many helpful discussions.